Wiley says one goal of the new board is to head off overly burdensome regulations on such things as research on hazardous chemical, biological, or radioactive materials.
We've always controlled them carefully against accidents, but we've never paid a whole lot of attention to intentional break-ins that were designed to remove large quantities of dangerous materials. So we've had to implement a lot of new security measures.
New immigration laws have also made it more difficult for foreign students and researchers to get visas to study or teach at UW and other universities. Wiley says the new advisory board will give universities a role in shaping more effective approaches to screening out potential terrorists.
I think it's frankly overdue that the agencies that are writing and enforcing these regulations take some advice from the people that are having to implement them on the ground level.
A spokesperson for the FBI says his agency also hopes to benefit from the dialogue with university officials. William Carter says the FBI is always looking for ways to attract the best and the brightest students to careers in law enforcement and intelligence gathering.
The board will also assist in the development of research opportunities, degree programs, coursework, internships, opportunities for graduates, and consulting opportunities for faculty relating to national security issues.
Carter says it's likely the FBI will also ask the board for help in finding experts to lecture on such topics as Islamic fundamentalism at the FBI Academy of Analytical Studies in Quantico, Virginia. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.